This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press meet after meeting the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Harmini, in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security. India and the Seychelles also signed 7 Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology, and good governance. On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that India and Seychelles are connected not just by geography, but also by history, trust, and a shared vision for the future. President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Harmini, said that his visit reflects long-standing friendship and mutual respect between both the countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. The Prime Minister encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying, "Big ideas often grow from modest beginnings." The Prime Minister said, "Without discipline, inspiration alone is ineffective."
दोनों चीजें महत्वपूर्ण हैं जीवन में। अगर अनुशासन है ही नहीं, तो कितना ही इंस्पिरेशन होगा, तो वो इंस्पिरेशन क्या काम का आएगा? मान लीजिए एक किसान है, उसको प्रेरणा मिल रही है, बगल वाला किसान बहुत फसल कर रहा है, इंस्पिरेशन है यार, लेकिन ये जोतेगा नहीं और बारिश आ गई फिर वो कुछ भी करे उसकी तो हालत खराब ही रहेगी.
The Supreme Court today ordered an extension of the time for objections by a week from February 14th in the West Bengal SIR case. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Suryakant, Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi and Justice N.V. Anjaria also directed the state to make available Group B officers to the Election Commission for SIR duties who can replace the micro-observers deployed by the Commission. The Apex Court also directed the Director General of Police of the state to file a personal affidavit responding to the concerns raised by the ECI regarding failure to stop threats and violence against SIR officials. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice before being adjourned for the day following opposition uproar. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the presiding officer tried to take up discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 and called Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak. However, Mr. Tharoor requested the chair to allow the leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi, who wanted to speak on other issue, before the discussion. Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray said she has not received any notice from the LOP and if he wants to speak on the budget, he can be allowed. Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not allowed to speak before the budget discussion, despite the assurance by the Speaker during the meeting with some senior Congress members. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju rejected Mr. Gandhi's allegations, saying that the Speaker has not made such commitment. Amid the uproar, the chair requested Congress members to allow discussion. Despite repeated appeal by the chair, the discussion on Union Budget could not be taken up. Rajya Sabha has taken up the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Initiating the debate, Congress MPP Chidambaram raised questions over the growth rate of the Indian economy, saying that the nominal growth rate in 2023-24 was 12%, while in 2024-25 it came down to 9.8%. Speaking in the House, BJP MP Arun Singh said that the size of the budget has been tripled and reached 53 lakh crore rupees, while in UPA rule, it was only over 16 lakh crore rupees. The discussion remained inconclusive. After completing the business, the upper house was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. In shooting, the Indian trio of Isha Singh, Manu Bhakar and Ridham Sangwan clinched the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol team event at the Asian Rifle Championship in New Delhi today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.